Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. And today we're going to speak on intention manifestation. What is intention manifestation? Intention manifestation is the idea that what you intend is indeed what you manifest. In other words, what you think about or what you intend subconsciously or consciously is what eventually manifests. Your predominant thoughts are what manifests in your reality. The law of attraction and intention manifestation are both interconnected. Again, the law of attraction and intention manifestation are both interconnected. However, some people have grown into a bias against the law of attraction because of the recent popularity of the book and movie called The Secret. Rest assured, however, that intention, manifestation, and the results produced by it are very, very real. So how intention manifestation can help you spiritually, mentally, financially, and socially? Does that seem like a lot? Well, it is. Intention manifestation is an extremely powerful tool if you learn to use it right. You can accomplish anything you can successfully intend. The trick is visualization, which is a term you'll see a lot in this, or you'll hear a lot in this discussion. That is because it is extremely important when revisiting past memories or planning the future. Visualizing and performing intention manifestation can do wonders for your outlook on the future and your self-esteem. It all depends on you, your thoughts, and your desire. If you wish to become strong and self-reliant, you may do so. If you wish to make a deeper connection with your primary religious figure, then you may do that too. All it takes is your thoughts and a little of your time. Here's a quote. The soul attracts that which it secretly harbors, that which it loves, and also that which it fears. James Allen. So the quote by James Allen contains a great amount of truth. Fear and love are the most powerful forces in our world. I believe that all negativity stems from fear, and all positivity blooms from love. If we focus on what we truly love and ignore all that we fear, our lives will drastically improve. Our souls attract these things automatically. But with intention manifestation, we can purposely concentrate on the love and good, and the fear and badness will slowly disappear. Your subconscious mind focuses not on your mental language, such as, I wish I weren't overweight, but on the visual picture of you overweight. Your subconscious mind then absorbs that image of you being overweight, so it becomes your reality. The subconscious mind does not differentiate like you and me with words like don't, want, don't want. All it sees is an image, and you should only feed your mind positive images if you wish to generate positive results in your reality. When you are striving to achieve your goals at the fastest rate possible, visualization and intention manifestation are two key tools. So who is James Allen? James Allen is an author of a revolutionary book called As a Man Thinketh. Not much is known about James Allen himself, but his book was partly responsible for launching the self-improvement industry. Allen compares thoughts and actions to seeds and plants. The plant is the action. The seed is the thought. Here's another quote. Act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruit. Thus does a man garner in the sweet and bitter fruitage of his own husbandry. James Allen. Act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruit. Thus does a man garner in the sweet and bitter fruitage of his own husbandry. Again, a quote by James Allen. Okay, how to manifest intentions. I will give you some recommendations on how to manifest intentions. Number one, you want to go to a place where you feel completely calm and you are alone with your thoughts. If you have a regular place you go to fantasize or relax, go there. Some people prefer at night before sleeping to manifest thoughts. The more relaxed you can possibly make yourself, the better. However, if you do this in bed, there is a high risk that you may fall asleep upon relaxing to a certain extreme. So try to keep the goal, but don't let it sidetrack you while you relax your body. Clear your head and prepare to program the intention into your subconscious. The second thing you want to do is clear all thoughts from your head. If thoughts come, simply observe them and let them pass. Do not engage them. That is, do not try to force them out of your head, and do not let yourself become distracted by them. The next thing you're going to do is think of all the happiest moments of your life and decide what meant the most to you during those moments. Really let yourself get into it and feel that glow of pride and self-confidence wash into you. Anything is possible while you are visualizing. And there is no reason you should downsize any of your desires to something more achievable. You can do anything you set your mind to, and don't let any of your old prejudices and brainwashing fool you into thinking any differently. Next, you want to visualize. Create a clear picture of what you want. Make it like a very detailed movie. Interact with the other people in this movie. Take notices of intricate decorations, the temperature, the overall feel of the area. Imagine what smell is there. What artwork is on the wall? What people are wearing? What you are wearing? What you are doing? Make sure you are happy in this vision and add a lot of your own individual taste. You could be visualizing the success of a business you haven't started, or visualize yourself starting that business, buying a house, decorating, taking a vacation, anything you wish to someday do. Do not worry about how you would go about getting it, or even if it is possible. Just create this vision and become completely absorbed in the vision. Next, you're going to expect this to happen to you at some point in your life. Feel yourself with the anticipation and excitement as if it were a sure thing. Create as much energy as you possibly can during this step. That is the most important part of ensuring that your vision will come to life. Do not let any negative or self-delimiting comments thwart your efforts. So we want to set stages of intention manifestation. Stage one, the thought occurs. Stage two, The emotional energy of the thought is linked to the thought. Stage three. Stage two is where biggest variable comes into consideration. If you believe that your intention is possible, then stage two may simply be as passing of time. If you believe that the change will be immediate, it will be immediate. If you believe it will take 3 years, then it will take 3 years. However, your beliefs will shift if you keep focusing on this particular intention, and it will eventually manifest. Stage four, real world manifestation occurs. So we have four stages of intention manifestation. So let's define some of these words. Let's define intent. Your intent means your thoughts, visions, and dreams, and the emotional energy attached to them. Manifest. Manifest means the product of your intentions, your perceived reality. Law of attraction. The idea that your thoughts manifest into your perceived physical reality. So who can benefit from using intention manifestation? I can, you can, your spouse can, your children can. Everyone uses intention manifestation, but they do so unknowingly. Being aware of how things come to be in the universe is, of course, very helpful. You have more control over your current and future situation with practicing conscious intention manifestation. All of your goals can be achieved. All of your dreams can be lived. Don't you feel better believing that everything you ever wanted is actually within your grasp instead of a fantasy confined to your own mind? If you do feel better and achieve more with intention manifestation, which you will, then what is the use in being suspicious or unbelieving? What harm is there? Really, what harm is there in trying this out? Intention manifestation tips. With intention manifestation, focus on the positive. Do not repeat thoughts that cause emotional distress, anxiety, hate, panic, or any other unpleasant emotions. Instead of obsessing over the things or people you hate in your life, simply force them out of your mind and replace those thoughts with positive ones. People may think you are foolish for avoiding negative thoughts. You may seem naive, but I guarantee you'll be a lot happier for it. Yes, you will. When visualizing your ideas, details are the key. When visualizing your ideas, details are the key. Don't be overly general, like, I wish I was a genius, or I wish I was really rich. The key to getting the details is getting the why. If you want to be a genius, picture yourself accomplishing the task you wish you could. Perhaps you are winning some sort of academic competition, showing off your knowledge to your friends, solving a difficult equation in front of a large audience, explaining a complex situation only to have everyone looking at you in bewilderment. If these are the things that will make you happy about being a genius, then you must visualize those things. So why do you want to be rich? So I can live in a big mansion with a pool and a new car. What kind of car? So that I can travel to Europe or whichever sites, share what sites you'll see while you're in Europe, or so that I may send my children to college and name those colleges. Also, when you think about that mansion you've always wanted, go there. Go there in your mind. Think about all the people you love in the mansion, doing the things that make them happy. Picture the different types of plants and flowers. Smell all of the smells of the outdoors before finally stepping inside and being overwhelmed by the beauty of your home. Go inside and proceed to sit down and have hot chocolate with your spouse. Do what you want. When dreaming, dream big. Your dreams or desires are the key to successful intention manifestation. They are your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Are you going to dream of only finding a few gold coins? Because that would be more realistic. No. In your vision, you must see the pot overflowing with an impossible amount of gold coins. You must envision so many coins that they are spilling over the sides of the pot. Better yet, have a friend waiting for you to celebrate, and the two of you could haul off your gold together and do something fun. Really get into it and elaborate. You are creating your dream world. Why settle for less? We don't have to. So, what's God's role in intention manifestation? This is a very sensitive and personal issue. Perhaps some of you think that this idea is wrong simply because your desires are different from what you believe God or a specific religion wants from you. For example, let's say you want a better paying job. Perhaps you think it is wrong for you to try to attempt to manifest this because it is selfish. You can try an alternative of this exercise, which will be praying, right? Follow the same procedure, except first try out intention manifestation with your God. Ask God for what you want. And if you want something you don't feel is just, ask him or her for something that you want that you feel he or she would approve of. Okay, so I want to give you guys an assignment. Your assignment is to try intention manifestation for at least 20 to 25 minutes. When you figure out what creates the most positive emotional energy within you, hone in on those thoughts and assume that they will soon be a part of your reality. Continue these positive thoughts even after the assignment. A few hours after the experience, write in your journal about what you intended and your personal thoughts on the subject. So, why is this assignment relevant? If nothing else, this assignment will put you in touch with a few of your personal desires and visions. If you don't even know what you want, how will you ever achieve it? Even if you choose to not believe in intention manifestation, you will have still accomplished something a lot of people never do. Knowing what you want, or at least having some ideas. Your journaling experience is to further this understanding. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed. That was Spiritual Counseling 101. Thanks. Thanks. Peace.